Inspiring Entrepreneurs is brought to you by City Commercial Bank in conjunction with International Women's Day. You're listening to Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, is being an entrepreneur a result of nurture or nature? And more importantly, what does it take to be successful? Well, research by Harvard Business School professors showed that up to 75% of startups fail. Well, in this special podcast series brought to you by City Commercial Bank in celebration of International Women's Day, we speak to inspiring professionals and entrepreneurs who embody the spirit of entrepreneurship and champion the power of women in the working world, their thoughts, their lessons, what inspires and drives them. Today we speak with Shayna Tay, who is the founder of Food Market Hub. Shayna is a female entrepreneur who stems from a family of entrepreneurs, but that doesn't mean her journey has been smooth sailing. She launched 3 F&B outlets in 2 years. These eventually had to close down. She joins us now to share her stories. Shayna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel, for having me on Money FM.
Good to have you with us. So, Shayna, where do you think your entrepreneurial spirit comes from?
I would think the entrepreneur spirit actually comes from, you know, the environment that I grew up in, because my grandfather was an entrepreneur and my dad was came out and also started his own business. So it has been in this kind of upbringing where constantly we were thinking of, you know, how can we run a business? How do we make it better? What are the things that we can do to provide, you know, services or products to people around us? So I guess that's where when I grew up, this kind of mindset was a lot around the conversations at dinner table that cultivates that kind of thinking about, oh, okay, why not? After I gain some experience, maybe I should try, you know, doing some business as well.
Perhaps you can talk to us about the catalyst and the inspiration behind launching Food Market Hub.
Yeah, so back then, before Food Market Hub, I was an auditor and I was, you know, looking at all the businesses, auditing the business, and if I was looking at that, I was thinking, how good would it be if I can be involved and actually doing it and, you know, create something and provide something for the society? And therefore, that time, I remember stepping out, going into fashion industry, something I thought that I was very passionate about then. Mm-mm. And I was designing shoes, men elevator shoes. And that journey has actually taught me a lot about how to, you know, run a business, starting it from scratch. And it wasn't quite successful when I was trying to scale it. So in the end, because of the capital issues, it shut down. But it actually made me feel that this is a good lesson and that it can provide me a stepping stone for the next one. When there's an opportunity of opening up a restaurant, my husband and I, we thought, okay, let's try it out then. So at that time, we were thinking like, okay, the only thing that we need to make sure is the quality of the food, giving, you know, the best for customers. But we were too naive to think that, oh, that is it. That's all we need to do. But when running the operations and expanding to the second outlet, the third outlet, we realized that, okay, there are a lot of operational issues that needs to be taken into account. And it was so manual for SMEs and there weren't enough automation in this industry. And by the third outlet, while we see, you know, sales picking up, but at the end of the day, where's the cash? It's like, show me the money. I don't see the money coming in. It's like, oh, we were struggling to get enough cash. As people say, cash is king in business. Mm-hmm. So then we decided to shut it down. And we went through and deep dive into, you know, what was the key issue here? Why did we fail? And we thought, hey, look, it was a lot about this manual back-end process when you want to scale a restaurant. And in the market, there isn't a system that is catered for smaller restaurants, the SMEs. And my partner is a programmer himself. So we thought, let's try it from a different angle. Let's do it from the tech perspective. And that's how we have Food Market Hub.
Do you think it's important to fail in order to grow as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think if you look at a lot of success stories, behind that is a lot of failures. And every failure is a lesson learned for us. Though it may be hard, I don't deny that, oh, sometimes that impact is crushing. But it actually builds the resilience in us. We take it as a lesson for us to grow and to understand that this may be, you know, something that it needs to be for us to achieve greater results.
Mm. And in terms of achieving greater results, obviously who you partner with is important. Can you tell us, as an entrepreneur, what do you look for in a bank, and why is finding the right banking partner so critical?
Yeah, as we grow, the banks as one of the business partners is crucial, because they would be the ones supporting in terms of the operational side. Like, for instance, how when we deal with our banks, there were so many automation that we could work with the bank to incorporate into our business. Like right now, we were trying to automate payments for our customers. And a bank that, you know, closely supports us and are able to, you know, provide this kind of facility is important in the growth of our business.
You talk about growth. Can you tell us more about where your business is now and where you're looking to expand to?
Right now, we have a presence in Southeast Asia. Countries across Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand are our key markets where we have a team in there. We do have other markets that came in organically at the start of the business. We have Hong Kong, Taiwan, and some other presence in Europe. These are key markets, mainly Southeast Asia.
As you look to expand, maybe you can tell us more about the relationship that you have with City Commercial Bank. How do you work with them?
Because City has a lot of facilities here. It's not just about, you know, when people think of banks, it's about, you know, loans and credit facilities. But what we are working closely with Citibank is not just that, but they are providing, like, for instance, the payment automation. So we are building this payment automation for our customers where it's supported by Citibank. You know, working with Citibank closely, sure that we can manage the cost of it. And also in terms of Forex and all that, because we have presence in different countries and disbursements of money in different locations, these are the, you know, the platform that provides that for us to manage to make the operation efficient.
Shana, I've got to ask you, as a female entrepreneur, what are your thoughts on diversity versus finding the right person?
I get asked that a lot. I have to say that at the start of our business, when we were building up, it was more about finding the right person, the right skill set.
Yeah.
When we were in a smaller setup, because skill sets comes first to make sure that things work out. But as the business expand and grow, and now we are like 100 strong, it is important that we get a different perspective to ensure that there is a balance between gender, age, and in even, you know, people from different backgrounds, different ethnicity, so they can provide, you know, different perspectives, especially when we are looking at different markets. So these are actually valuable insights that we get from diversity.
Do you think diversity is important when it comes to growing your business as well?
Definitely. In regards to that, we are also serving, you know, customers from different backgrounds, and to understand them, it is the diversity in the team that help us grow together with the customers and to understand better.
So, Shana, if there's one piece of advice you wish somebody had given you early on in your entrepreneurial journey that you'd like to share, what would it be?
I would say that it's the belief in yourself and not let the noise around you take away that passion and fire to succeed.
Well, Shana, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for your time as well.
The views expressed in this interview are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of City Commercial Bank. Inspiring Entrepreneurs was brought to you by City Commercial Bank in conjunction with International Women's Day.